Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. If you've been listening to the first hour, you know that this was a pre-recorded program. I'm in Israel at the moment, and actually I'm playing an interview that I had with four of the surviving Malofsky children. This was an interview from August 30th, 1992, 18 years ago. It's amazing how fast the time flies by when you're having a good time. At the end of the program, I will have a brief interview that I pre-recorded with Mort Malofsky. You've been hearing him. He's one of the brothers of the eight children of the Malofsky family choir. And he will give us an update as to what has happened since this interview was done 18 years ago. So sit back and enjoy the second hour of this Malofsky special. And as I pointed out, the last 10 minutes will be an update from Mort Malofsky as to what has happened during these past 18 years.
We lived in Borough Park in Brooklyn. We had a big three-story house in Borough Park.
Too bad you don't have it now because with the prices there, but anyway.
My father gave away the house, literally gave it away to a young Rabbanisha family. Yeah. She was about 19 and he was about 24 and they had nine kids already. So Papa felt very sorry for them.
Oh, they
so he says, okay, we bought a little farm here in Lakewood.
And we were close to the Irvington.
I lived in Englewood. I'm Gitti, and Ruthie lives in Freehold, and Morty lived in Lakewood too.
I moved into the city of Lakewood, and we're in rural here on the farm, which where we are at the moment.
Right.
And there's 15 acres here that was really God's little acres. Papa used to walk the fields.
In case you want to buy the farm, you got it.
Okay, but so you were in Borough Park, and then because you were appearing at the Irvington, New Irvington, then you decided to move to Lakewood.
Papa told us he couldn't stand the subways, and we used to go every day, every other day downtown on the subways together to sing at the radio station, and he said, we have to go away from the subways, so he went to Lakewood. So he said, now my kids won't have to drive the subways.
He's hanging there for
a you're forgetting something, too. You're forgetting the fact that we made so many weddings.
Well, we did millions of weddings. And, we did I sang Because about 7,000 times.
In Yiddish or in English?
In both.
You know, in New York, when we were there and we were really working, we used to make two weddings on a Saturday night because they used to start late. We had a police escort and limousine waiting downstairs. Mm-hmm. We had a 27-minute wedding ceremony that was actually took 27 minutes. And we used to run down and they'd run us to the next hall and we'd make another ceremony. And on Sundays, we made like five.
We had a place in Brooklyn called the Empyrean Manor, and they had three floors, and they had three floors.
From one wedding to the next.
They used to finish one wedding upstairs, I used to start with the wedding downstairs. And Goldie used
what
to
was I singing?
The Vimale.
Vimale.
Goldie sang the Vimale, and I used to start with the Because upstairs, so by the time she finished the Vimale downstairs. I used to grab a little canopy as we ran back. We were crazy. We did so many weddings there.
Yeah, those people are really married.
And Goldie wrote the speech. She wrote the speech for the rabbi that took exactly 3 minutes. If he went on. It was a lot of fun.
We had some great experiences together.
Yeah, but we sang with Pop. It was such a joy.
The thing is that we as American people were always we. And I remember my own experience. When I used to finish a Rosh Hashanah, it was like walking 2 feet off the ground for 6 months. I didn't need ground. We walked.
It was an inspiration. The whole thing was an inspiration. And then when Pop got sick and everything went down, for us, everything went down the drain.
But we were sort of retiring before that.
We were retiring.
We shouldn't have, but we were doing that.
Well, Papa wrote his music and he sent stuff around. And there was always millions, hundreds of letters that used to come in for Nedivas all over the world. They all thought that we made all kinds of miraculous money, but we sent when we didn't have, we sent refrigerators, we sent clothes, we sent whatever we could. Pop had family that was left in Russia. We tried to help them. We did. We all put into the pot and we all worked together.
This has just been such an experience hearing these memories of the past. What I'd like to do is go through some of these albums with you, and for the second hour, for various of the selections, I'd like to play some of your favorites, and perhaps you could give some background on some of the pieces. Continuing now with our conversation with the Malofsky children, there was one aspect that you were telling me about in terms of a theme song. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about this?
Yeah, we had a theme song that we used to, was identifying ourselves all the time, wherever we sang in any little city, and it...
Yeah, but first, before you sing it, let me explain what the concept was. When we came into a little city, a small town, where we had to give a concert on the way to a major concert, the human interest factor of a father singing with six children was always good for free radio time or free newspaper advertisement, but they couldn't advertise the concert, actually, particularly on the radio. But it was interesting for them, the human interest factor, the father and six children, they gave us radio time. So we did a few numbers on the radio, and then as they would close out, we did this theme song. And
to identify us,
and of course to identify the concert, which the girls will sing it.
So it was in Yiddish, and of course they didn't understand Yiddish.
No, the theme song was do 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 do. Anyway, so we had to think of something. So Papa thought that in order for people to know where the concert was without anybody being, you know, we didn't want to push the advertisement. But still and all, while we're on the radio, and we knew we had a large audience, so we might as well do it this way. Kinsigayin morgen, morgen eisernach, wird die Herren.
Fantastic.
I don't think
you
did that too well.
Yes, we're going to have a comeback tour. That was beautiful.
So that gave the address that was beautiful. The shul, that told them where the shul was, and told them to come here with us tomorrow night.
Told them the time the concert started.
Morgen auf der Nacht, come on down. Uh-huh. You know? And nobody was offended by it. They all thought we were closing off our little show with our theme song.
Oh, that is just a fantastic story. Now, tell us about your experience with Jan Pierce.
Very interesting experience.
Well, Jan Pierce was a very good friend of my father's. And at one time, not too far before he passed away, he was called to come to Chicago to daven for the Yontif. And he was a little leery of it, because the opera is his style. But for the davening, it wasn't quite his style, the zuganish and the saying and the words. So my father got a letter in the mail saying he would love to talk to Papa, if we can make a meeting. So we made a meeting between John Pierce and Papa, and lo and behold, John Pierce hired my father to teach him all the zuganish and all the sayings and all the prayers.
The nusach from the davening.
And so John Pierce was excited about it, and we were excited about it. And so John Pierce used to come to my house in Freehold and sit down at the table and talk with Papa, and Papa used to teach him. And then we made up that we should go into New York to his apartment. And we used to bring Papa to his apartment twice a week, and we used to go shopping on Fifth Avenue while they were discussing and learning Chazonish. Uh-huh. And then they became very good friends. And years after that, we had a concert at the Garden State Arts Center, And John Pierce was there, and he called us to ask us to be with him. And we sang on stage together with John Pierce, and it was very exciting.
We sang background. We were choir to John Pierce. He did several opera selections, but he did one Chazunish selection, and we were his choir.
Yes, yes, it was a great honor to do that, great honor for us. We still talk about it as a great honor.
And he adored Papa, and it was an honor for him to have Papa be there at his side, too. I want you to know that Papa was so proud of his kids. Nothing could have, you couldn't have said a bad thing about his kids to him. He loved them. He was so proud of the way we sang together. And I want you to know that we were so proud of him. There was never a greater father. We were so proud to know that he was loved by so many people all over the world. It was a thrill.
Let's hear some of your father's great selections. How about telling us some of the cantorial pieces that you particularly liked?
Well, we used to, when we were younger, of course, we used to argue about the favorite record.
It's very hard to pick a favorite.
We love them all so much. But Shemel Kobichyos, which he said was a unique piece of music. And his rendition of it was out of this world.
We're going to hear four that you have all told me are among your favorites. I know it's hard to pick one, but we'll hear Shomaya Kol Bichios, then Morin de Vishmaya, Vashormu, and then Va'al Yadei.
Lech lech achai ba mitzvot ve yeretz loy zeiro χαρτιά νιεκρίσιο ιστόπιμενε γιορόγι βάκε μόι φύλλο βάκε μόι σιλό περίθω ελό περίθω ελό
to the magnificent voice of cantor Shmuel Malofsky. I'm sitting together with four of the children, and we have Goldie and Gitti, who is also Trudy, Trudy known as Gitti, and then we have Ruthie and Mort. Your father sang with Yossele Rosenblatt, and we're going to be hearing a selection right now. Tell us a little bit about this.
Did the Yafu, you're going to show? Well, that's a long, long time ago. That's before our time, even. But that's when he was a protege of Yossele's, and his greatest desire, he always told us as we were growing up, that he should sound like Yossele and be like Yossele, and because he was really his role model, his idol, his everything.
And he did, he got the falsetto. He fashioned after Yossele, and he did his falsetto wherever he was, and people used to stand up. They didn't believe Papa's falsetto. It was so beautiful. And I know very few people who could do that.
Let's hear this magnificent selection together with two of the world's great, great cantors, Shmuel Malofsky and Yossele Rosenblatt.
Oh,
We're now going to come to a real favorite of mine, and I know of many of our listeners, which is the Malofsky family version of L'cha Dodi. Now, I know this is a favorite of yours also.
It used to be one of our very favorites, especially when we were singing Zmiris and around the table. We sing L'cha Dodi in the old-fashioned way until Papa wrote this one for us. We used to sing L'cha Dodi L'kras Kala. Just
yes.
Beautiful. That's beautiful, too.
Yes.
But then Papa said that he has to write a thing for us, especially for the three of us, me, Gitti, Goldie, and Ruthie.
You know, I know it's an bit of an imposition, but let's hear a little bit of this.
Okay. You ready? Ready? Wait, this is the part that comes after L'chod Dodi. This is the middle.
Okay.
Rav Lach Shemes Be'yemen
Bravo. Oh, is that beautiful? Oh, I want to ask you, how long has it been since you've sang that together?
I haven't seen Ruthie and Trudy in the last 3 months.
Goldie hasn't been feeling well, but she just did a beautiful job.
Oh, it was wonderful.
It was just wonderful. It was inspiring to me, too.
Oh, I'm so grateful that you're together and sharing this with us. It's just magnificent, really. Yeah, we got to have a revival of the Milovskis.
That sounds good.
You know, we got to work on that one. That would be great.
Okay, let's get the grandchildren involved.
That's right.
You never know.
We can do it with your help, Charlie.
Well, if I can be of help, it would be my pleasure, really. And I'm hoping, look, I know a lot of people have been looking forward to this show. I have received many letters and calls. And when I mentioned that we were going to be doing this, there's a lot of people out there who are anticipating this show. And I'm so grateful that you took the time to share all these memories and this magnificent music with us.
It was a pleasure to do it. I just want you to know that we just barely, this is the tip of the iceberg, because we have so many, after all those years, we just tried to get, you know, get the most important points across, but there's so much more to be able to be told.
There's so much to be heard about the family.
Well, you know what? I'm making an offer right now. We're going to get together after you hear this, and we'll make a note of things that we didn't discuss, and we'll have a second. We can go on and on. I mean, this is very, very important.
We can do this for about 40 years.
That's great. Well, on behalf of my listening audience, I just have to tell all of you how grateful I am, and I know we are, to be together and to share the great, great music of the Milovsky family.
We too, Charlie, are grateful that they remember us, and they do sometimes think of the Milovsky
family. And it's through people like you, Charlie, that help keep the name going. Thank you very much.
Thanks again. We'll now hear some more selections of the Milovskis and be continuing with Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos.
Yagid baboiker chazdeichu Veyemunosu balilois Aleyu soir Vahalinu vel Aleyi guyo Aleyi guyo Voim bechien
Satan Yadu Yishem Bekulechu Bimase Yudichu Arane
Holidays just around the corner. Let's hear the Malofskys with Al Chet.
Thank you.
another selection appropriate for the forthcoming weeks. Let's hear Barosh Hashanah.
Mi va kilo, mi va kilo,
beroy shashunu, beroy shashunu, vayiko seivu.
Beroy shashunu.
Well, this completes the special, the rebroadcast of my special dedicated to the great cantor Shmuel Malofsky of August 30th, 1992. We're back to 2010 and May, and let's get an update now from Mort Malofsky, who I just spoke to, and this will be an update on the family. Well, here it is, May of 2010, and it was 18 years ago that I was in Lakewood interviewing four of the Malofsky children, and I'm so pleased to have with me on the phone right now Mort Malofsky. Good evening, Mort.
Good evening, Charlie. Glad to hear from you.
Wow, it's hard to believe it was 18 years ago that that we were together.
Yeah, time really flies when you're having fun.
You're in Florida right now at Boynton Beach.
We're in Boynton Beach. We have semi-retired, and we left the cold weather up where it was.
Uh-huh. Well, the interview was with you and with Goldie Trudy, who was also known as Gitty, and with Ruthie. So perhaps give us an update about the three sisters.
Well, I think you were aware of the fact that we lost Goldie.
Yes.
Got to be close to 6 years now, or 7 years even.
Uh-huh.
And we actually have Yurtzeit for her this beginning of May this year.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, too, Trudy moved from the old farmhouse, and she moved to California to live with Ruthie, who also moved to California because her son moved there.
Uh-huh.
So he's in the show business. But we lost Trudy again in November. We lost Trudy.
I see.
So it's going to be 2 years this coming November. So the only ones that we have left is what we used to call the lower department. It's me, Ruthie, and Mickey, or Minnie.
Minnie, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And where's...
And we're totally separated.
Well, Ruthie's in California, and Minnie is in New York?
She's in New York or Long Island with her children.
I see. What happened to the farm in Lakewood?
The farm, Trudy gave the farm to the Chabad of Englishtown. They threw a big party for us about 5 years ago, and we all came, the grandchildren and everything came to New Jersey, and they had a big dance and a dinner, and they honored the Malofskys for giving them the farm. And I've been back in New Jersey since, and they redid the entire old house that we had there, and they made it just what they needed for the Chabad stuff. And they now call it the Malofsky Chabad House.
Really? I remember it was quite large farm. It was quite a few acres.
It was 15 acres.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. We gave them the whole thing.
Well, that seemed to be a tradition, because I remember in the interview that we did, you're telling us about the Borough Park home that the family gave away.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite a few years
ago. Talk about that.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that at the Florida South Atlantic University, FAU, the Judaica Sound Archives has all of, or 20 or 21 albums of the Malofskys on their website.
Absolutely, they do.
For listeners who are not familiar with it, you should know about it. You want to go to http://FAUJSA, that stands for Florida Atlantic University Jewish Sound Archives, .fau.edu. And I just actually was on the website, and it's a magnificent site that Nat Tinnenoff and others have been doing. And I know, Mort, you've been there.
Yes. I was actually there, and I did a little work with Nate. He is quite active and quite into this thing. It's absolutely enormous, with all the different artists of the whole world.
Yeah, I was shocked. I hadn't been there for a little while, and they've added so many artists, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful archive.
Yeah, Nate Tannenbaum deserves a lot of credit for developing that.
Now, I'm looking at the archive and the page for Cantor Samuel Milofsky and his family choir. If somebody goes to, they can actually just click right on the album cover, but if they wanted to get recordings, is there a way that they can get the recordings?
Well, they have to go on to, they have to click on either to artists or to cantorials.
Uh-huh.
That'll take him into that section, and then they can hit the Milofskys. They can activate any one of the 21 CDs that we have on there. We even have some of the Goldie's records on there.
Yes.
We have some that Goldie and Trudy did together, the modern American Jewish music.
Uh-huh.
So it's all there, and it really is. It seems how I get involved in it sometimes myself, and I just sit and listen.
The age of the computer is just so incredible. It really, really is.
Yes, the age of the computer is really incredible.
Well, your dad, your late father, was one of my favorite cantors, and over the years, it's just his music. Particularly, there's one album called Sounds of a Generation, where he does some outstanding chazanis,
yeah.
And I have
played. You know that, Charlie, in January of 2007, we were invited. Rhoda, my wife Rhoda, and I were invited to come to Israel. And Dr. Mordechai Sobel, who was very active with the Jewish music and the cantorials particularly, invited us there. And he presented a concert at the Mann Auditorium in Tel Aviv. They flew us there. They met us at the station with a big sign saying Milofsky family.
Really?
It was incredible. They took us to a hotel, put us up, and the concert was such an oystem. I sat between the new chief rabbi of Israel and his wife, who happens to be a Frankel, and Isser Frankel, who was a very close friend of mine, who was Frankel's son, and he's the brother of the rabbi's wife.
Wow. Well, I heard about that concert, and I've actually heard recordings of it, and it was, from all reports, it was just an outstanding, outstanding concert.
They gave me a gold record.
Wow. Wow.
And they signed it to Morton Milofsky in honor and respect to the Milofsky family, the legendary Milofsky family. And I put it was in a frame when they gave it to me, so I had to carry it home. I put it in a bag and carried it home under my arm all the way from Israel.
Wow, wow, that's quite a treasure.
Now it's hanging on my wall.
Well, Morton, thank you for taking the time to update us on the wonderful Milofsky family, and I will be sending you copies of this program, and as listeners know, it is archived, and they can listen to it at any time.
Charlie, if you're going to Israel, you must look up Mordechai Sobel.
Well,
Mordechai Sobel.
Well, I am friends with Mordechai, and I will be speaking to him and probably see him actually.
Tell him we wish him well, give him regards from us, and pat him on the back. And if you get the opportunity to get in touch with Isser Frankel, he's raised a beautiful family there.
Right.
He has also been a very close friend to us, to the Malofskys, as his father was.
Yes. Yes, you spoke about him, I remember, on the interview.
Okay, yes.
So thank you so much, Mort, and I will be in touch with you soon. And I hope that you and your sisters will have many good years of health. And we are always thrilled at the music that your late father and you and your brother and your sisters
thank you, Charlie.
Produced.
I just seem to think that the 18 years that have passed since we last spoke has to be some kind of sign of life.
That's right. That's right. That's chai.
That's chai.
Okay, that was the roundup for the Malofsky family today. And this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed these 2 hours of Jewish Soul, the interview of 18 years ago with the Malofsky family. God be willing, I'll be back from Israel next Monday morning, so I expect to be live next Monday night, if all goes well. So don't forget to tell your friends about the program, and remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Again, thank you so much for joining with me. Shalom, everyone.